From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, July 28th. I'm Sarah Wright. Redwood Community Services has been operating an emergency homeless shelter in Ukiah for 4 winters now. Next Thursday is the 1-year anniversary of Building Bridges, or B2, the day program where homeless people can do laundry, take a shower, use computers, and get help finding housing or counseling for substance abuse or behavioral issues. The overnight shelter opened a few days early in the fall when it was extra cold during the power shutoff. Now, in the midst of the pandemic, Redwood Community Services wants to keep it open. Some money is scheduled to come down from the federal government, but there's a 3-month gap between now and when the money is expected to arrive. Last week, Building Bridges launched a fundraiser through GoFundMe with a goal of raising $150,000 to keep the facility running for those 3 months. Sage Wolf, the program manager at B2, talked this morning about what that money is for, how many people use the shelter, and how the organization coped with a recent case of COVID in a staff member.
There are funding streams coming through the Federal CARES Act that are coming through to Mendocino County through the state. And we do expect that some of those funds will be allocated to support shelter operations.
Right, but there is a gap, which seems sort of familiar to anybody who's tried to file unemployment or to get any of these benefits to actually fall into their bank account at this point.
Right. So the funds are not always available the days that you need them, right? So you apply for something or you know a funding stream is coming, but right now we're looking at the need to fund August, and these federal funding streams that are coming through are likely not to be available until September or October. So that's one of the reasons for our big push around getting the community to do donations. Our overall fundraiser goal is $150,000, which sounds like a lot of money. The shelter funds of $50,000 a month go towards funding each of those beds. So with 46 beds, it breaks down to about $37 per night per person that stays at the shelter. And with each of those, they get access to showers, laundry, computer use, and then supportive services. And that is where the bulk of the funds go. The supportive services to keep the shelter clean and safe and functioning are things like our peer support counselors that provide services all throughout the night to each of those guests. There's also a nurse on staff.
Can you talk a little bit about what the operations are like now and how they've changed with COVID?
We've had to implement some changes for COVID to increase social distancing. So we're restricting the number of people that can come inside the building at any time for the daytime operations. The shelter, we've expanded the space between each bed, so we've been able to put distance between people's beds in the shelter and put curtains around some of the beds to be able to increase our chances of prevention of spread. And then we've increased our cleaning protocols. We already had very regular deep cleaning protocols in the facility, and we've increased those.
And you had a little bit of a scare with COVID earlier in this pandemic. Can you talk about how you met that challenge and what kind of testing and screening protocols are in place?
We had a staff person at Building Bridges who came up positive and was required to go into quarantine. Through contact tracing, it was determined that there was a high possibility there wasn't any direct exposure here at the shelter, that the staff person had an interaction and contracted the virus after their last shift at the shelter. But in order to respond to it appropriately, we felt it was necessary to close the facility for day services to the public and restrict access only to those people staying at the shelter for a couple of days while we did a very thorough deep cleaning of the facility. And we also worked with Mendocino County Public Health Department to have them come in and do a big round of testing. So they did 53 tests here at the shelter of everybody staying at the shelter and all of the employees at Building Bridges, and all of the results have come back negative.
Can you talk a little bit about who's been in here or how many people have been in here? What kinds of services have they been able to avail themselves of?
In the last year since Building Bridges opened, we've had 923 unduplicated individuals come into the center. We see about 400 unduplicated visitors here every month. And then in the shelter, since the shelter opened in November through the end of June, we had 291 unduplicated people come into the shelter. We've had in the last year, through our rapid rehousing program that we offer, we've had 48 individuals move into housing. So that's permanent housing. And then through our shelter, we've had, I think it's 25% of our shelter guests have exited the shelter to permanent housing. I want to share the real gratitude and love that the shelter guests have for building bridges. They want to see this place stay open. And I get people coming to me, shelter guests, wanting to donate their SSI money to the shelter to keep it open. They want to organize car washes and community dinners that, you know, people can buy a ticket to come and eat here. And they really want to find ways that they can support the shelter staying open. It's just so moving to hear the stories of each of the individuals that stays here.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.